Ladies and gentlemen, life with the land.
More coat hangers in the spare room, so I took them out of Pop's cupboard.
Well, you can put them back.
Now, then, don't be selfish.
No, Miss Angela's cousins might need them.
Oh, are they visiting us?
Yes, they'll be here for the weekend. They're coming up from Cornwall for the club dance on Saturday. Didn't anyone tell you?
No, but don't let that bother you.
I should think you'd be glad Angela's cousins are coming to stay with us.
Oh, I am, honey. It's just that once in a while, I'd like to be let in on things.
Oh, are you and Mrs. Lyon going to the club dance?
Of course we're going.
Hi,
darling.
Well, I won.
Good for you. Who are you fighting?
I mean, the club members agreed to make it a costume party.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Daddy, aren't you thrilled?
Barbara, you know what I think of costume parties.
But you're going.
Richard, I have no intention of dressing up in a ridiculous costume.
But you're going to wear a costume, aren't you?
I most certainly am not. And that's final. Do you understand?
Yes, dear.
Good.
Now, what are you going to wear?
I told you, nothing.
But, Pop, you'll be arrested.
Look, you may as well give up.
Well, I'd better get over to the costume here. Coming, Ivy?
Aye. I won't be long this time.
All right, Ivy.
Oh, Pop, Angela said her cousins are getting a great kick out of coming to London.
Good. It'll be nice having some of our future relations here.
Mm-hmm.
How old are the boys?
Oh, one's almost 17, the other's 16. Only they're not boys, they're girls.
Oh, I'm glad. What time are they arriving?
Well, their train gets in at 6, so they ought to be here at the house by 6:30.
You mean they're coming from the station by themselves?
It's okay. They're coming by taxi.
I don't care what they're coming by. You can't let 2 16-year-old girls travel around London by themselves.
You never worried about me when I was 16.
Richard, you're a boy. Girls are different.
Ben, I think he knows that.
Honey, I'm not joking. Bebe, you meet them at the station. Now, I may be a bit old-fashioned, but I don't believe in young girls going around without a chaperone.
Then you better come with me.
I'll do that. What are their names, son?
Christine and Daisy.
Well, call them up and tell them not to speak to anyone on the train.
Paddington Station.
Oh, Daisy, we fascinating.
Yes. Hold your flowers up higher.
What for?
So Mr. Lyon can recognize us.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sure he means well. I'm going to be dying to meet the family. Especially Richard.
Yes. From Angela's description, he must be super. You know, she says he takes her out to dinner and the theater every Saturday.
I know. There's only one thing I don't understand.
Oh, what's that?
Well, every time Richard takes her out, she writes home for money.
Well, perhaps he's
hello,
fine.
Daisy. Hello, Christine.
Oh, hello, Uncle Ray. Uncle Ray, did you know you were on the train?
Well, I didn't want you to think I was spying on you.
Oh, we wouldn't have thought that.
Actually, I have some business to take care of in London.
Oh, we came up to see the lion.
Oh, well, I hope you have a good time at the zoo.
Daisy means the lion family.
I know, my dear. I understand your father had several phone calls to Mr. Lyon. He sounds like an old fuss. Oh, there goes the porter with my bag. I'd better tell him to take them to the taxi rank. I'll be back in a minute, girls.
All right, Uncle Red.
Daisy, there they are.
Where?
Look, outside the gate. The woman with the red suit and the man holding up the magazine.
Oh, yes. He said he'd do that.
Oh, Christine, Daisy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lyon.
Hello.
Girls, you come through this gate.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lyon.
What other gate could we go through?
Did you have a nice trip?
Oh, yes, very. It's terribly nice of you to put us out.
Oh, not at all. We're delighted you could come.
Here, let me take your suitcases.
Oh, here they are. It was very kind of you to meet us. I wish you hadn't gone to so much trouble.
Oh, no trouble at all. Besides, I wouldn't think of letting you come into London alone. There are too many wolves around.
Ooh, girl.
What did I tell you? There's a nasty old man. That's a nasty man if I ever saw one.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, you're mistaken.
Look, I know these fellas when I see them.
Oh, girl, I'd like to see you while you're here. Will you give me a telephone number?
Now, just a minute, you old wolf.
Yeah, who are you calling a wolf?
Now, then, don't start anything.
You just let me handle this. Now, move along, Fresh Guy.
Look, I stood about enough of your insults.
Don't hit him, Uncle Reg.
Uncle Reg?
Yes, he's Mother's brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr.
Coward.
My husband is not a coward.
He's lying. That's his name.
Mr. Coward, I hope you'll forgive me for behaving like a halfwit.
Oh, Mr. Lion, you exaggerate. Well, goodbye, all.
Goodbye, Mr. Coward.
Come on, kids. Let's get a taxi.
Miss Christine, would you like me to help you hang up your clothes?
Oh, no, thanks, Daddy. It's all done.
Hmm.
This is just an adorable bedroom. Look at this lovely bowl of queen's nest.
Oh, I'm afraid they aren't as pretty as the ones you grow in Cornwall.
Oh, Barbara, they're beautiful. Oh, a bowl of apples.
Aye, Mr. Lyon says you should have one every night before you go to bed.
Oh, honestly. Girls, if Daddy acts too much like a mothering hen, pay no attention to him.
Oh, I think he's sweet. So do I. But, well, he's kind of old-fashioned about girls, isn't he?
The word is mid-Victorian.
You mean prehistoric?
Hello there.
Hello. And how are my two favorite cousins?
Oh, wonderful, thank you.
And everyone in St. Austin?
Oh, just marvelous.
Oh, Angela, did you get your costume for the dance?
Yes, and I got Richard, too.
Oh. What are you going at?
Salome. And Richard's going as Julius Caesar.
Oh, that I'd like to see.
You will.
He's trying on his costume now.
Good friends, go in and taste some wine with me. And we will, like friends straight away, go together.
What an awful way to go.
Well, how do I look?
Oh, you look wonderful.
I think you make a wonderful Julius Caesar.
You really do?
Yes. And you have such a fine Roman nose.
Oh, you're right, Angela. It's Roman all over his face.
That too, Brute.
Oh, I'm only kidding, Rich. You'll be the belle of the ball.
Well, now that my subjects have given me such high praise, I may as well remove my toga.
Just a minute. Give me the costume and I'll wash and iron it. All ready for Saturday.
Oh, thanks. Here you are.
Come on, Aggie. I'll help you.
Oh, girls, are you dressed?
Yes, come in.
That there is, Mrs. Lyon. I forgot my hair curlers.
Well, I've got plenty. I'll go home and get you some.
Oh, Barbara, you don't have to bother. Christine can borrow some of your father's.
Girls, my wife's only joking.
No, I'm not. I've used your pipe cleaners lots of times.
Oh, so that's where they went.
Oh, never mind, Daddy. The girls can use mine this time.
Oh, Barbara, could we come along and see your house?
Oh, sure. I'd love you to.
See y'all later.
Bye. Goodbye, dear.
Aren't they sweet?
They sure are. Oh, Ma, they didn't bring any costumes with them.
Well, they can get them tomorrow.
Costumes for what?
You know, for the dance that we're not going to.
Oh, yes. Oh, Richard, I think it would be nice if you bought them each a corsage.
Pop, I don't think girls wear those things anymore.
I said corsage. Flowers.
Oh, yeah. A spray of flowers. But I think Tim and Michael Calcutt should buy them.
What's it got to do with them?
Well, they're taking Daisy and Christine to the dance.
In their car?
Yeah. They got a real snazzy one now with white sidewall tires.
I don't care if it's got platinum wings. Those girls are only 16 years old and I'm responsible for them. Why wasn't I consulted?
What are you talking about? Tim and Michael are very nice boys. Why shouldn't they take the girls to the dance?
Well, they should have asked me first.
Oh, come now, Pop. Why should they want to ask you to the dance?
Now, never mind the joke.
What have you got against the Calcutt boys?
Nothing, but I hardly know them.
Well, I know them. Besides, the girls aren't traveling to Scotland. It's only 10 minutes to the town hall.
Well, a lot can happen on the way. A fella can pretend he's run out of petrol or say he's got a flat tire. There are hundreds of tricks.
How do you know?
Well, I've heard the fellas talk about it.
Look, Pop, Tim and Mike are great guys. They wouldn't pull any fast stuff.
Then maybe I've misjudged them.
Of course you have. I'm sure that they behave exactly like you did when you were 18.
That settles it. They're not taking the girl.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Well, Ma, could we have some sandwiches after dinner? We're having a record session.
Oh, of course
beer. How many are coming?
Well, let's see. There are seven of us, counting Tim and Michael.
Tim and Michael? Oh, good. I'll have a chance to talk to them. Alone. Where's Christine and Daisy?
In the den with Angela and Richard. They're getting ready for their record session.
When are Tim and Michael arriving?
Oh, any minute now. Richard said, would you please ask them to go right in?
Of course, but first I'd like to have a little talk with them.
Daddy, I really don't think that's necessary.
Look, I want to know what sort of boys they are. Furthermore, a bit of advice is a good thing for a young man. When I was their age, I got plenty of it, and it did me a lot of good.
Teenagers today don't like being talked to like that.
Oh, that's just too bad.
Okay, see, there's no use arguing. Only for heaven's sake, be tactful. Good night, Daddy.
You mean you're not going to stay for the record session?
Oh, no, I have to write a story for the first edition. See you in the morning.
All right, honey.
Oh!
That's what I call perfect timing. I was just going to ring the doorbell.
That's obvious. Now, will you please take your finger off my nose?
Michael, that goes the lady's nose. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Tim. Richard said to go right in.
Oh, don't tell me you're leaving. It's beautiful.
I'm afraid so. I've got a story to write.
A cute little chick like you should have something better to do with her evening.
Such as?
Well, such as, what are you doing Monday night?
Not a thing. Would you like a date?
I certainly would.
All right. You'll find some in that fruit bowl. All right, see you around.
I guess she told you.
She can tell me anything. That's what I call a doll.
Hey, aren't you boys a little old to be thinking of dolls?
Oh, hello, Mr. Lyon.
Hi, Mr. Lyon.
Sit down. Make yourself at home.
Oh, well, thanks. But Richard and the girls are waiting for us.
Oh, they're not ready yet. Sit down.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, I understand you're taking Christine and Daisy to the dance tomorrow night.
That's right. We're picking them up around 7.
And I imagine you'll have them home by 12?
You mean they're square?
No, and I don't want you to think I'm a square either. In fact, I've just had myself done over with round corners.
Funny.
Joking aside, I'd like to have a little talk with you boys. You know, man to man.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we know the male animal doesn't always listen to his conscience. That's why it's a good thing to talk things over. You follow me?
You mean get another opinion, sort of take advice.
Exactly. For example, suppose a fellow wanted to take a pretty girl out in his car. Well, he might be tempted to drive to a lonely spot and,
start necking?
Yes, yes. That's why I thought we should talk it over. You understand?
Yes, Mr. Lyon. And my advice is, don't do it. You're a married man.
I'm not talking about myself.
Oh, well, I'm glad about that.
Hello, boy.
Hi.
Hello, Mrs. Lyon.
I'm making some sandwiches. What time do you think you'll want them?
As soon as we can get them. Hiya, fellas.
Hello,
hi,
boy.
Oh, Christine, Daisy.
Yes, Richard. You want that?
Wow.
Oh, why? This is Tim and Mike, the two characters I was telling you about.
Oh, hello. How'd you do?
Hey.
Very okay.
Watch them, girls. They majored in harem management.
I believe you. Christine. Do you think I have too much lipstick on? Maybe a little.
Don't worry. It'll come off.
What was that?
Well, it's bound to come off when she eats sandwiches.
Oh.
Oh, Richard, what record you want on first?
Oh, wait a minute, sweetheart. I'll ask the kids. Any favorites? Have you got Joe Schmo and his Rat Cats?
Yeah, I've got it.
Wait till you hear this, chicks. It's real rocket fuel.
Hey, Richard, did you say this den was soundproof?
It sure is.
Then let's go.
Phoebe, if you ask me, those boys are too darn fresh.
Oh, darling, that's the way teenagers talk nowadays.
Well, I've never heard such scintillating conversation.
I guess you've forgotten the slang you use.
I never spoke that kind of drivel.
No. You were very dignified. I'll never forget those first gracious words you said to me. Hi, sugar boo. 23 skidoo.
I didn't.
Yes, you did, kiddo.
Anyway, it isn't what they say so much as their attitude.
Oh, darling, stop worrying. Boys will be boys.
That's what I'm worrying about. Honey, look, we may as well go to the costumer tomorrow with the girls.
What for?
Well, look, we can get our costumes at the same time.
I thought you didn't want to go.
Well, I've changed my mind. What do you say?
Very well. You shall go to the ball, Cinderella.
Mr. Lahn, while your wife and the young ladies are trying on the costumes, I may as well help you choose yours.
Well, it's about time, Mr. Ballam. I've been here for an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your wife has changed her mind 7 times.
Make it 8.
Oh, Mr. Lahn, I wonder if you can fix my zipper. It's stuck.
Well, you better ask my wife to do it. Quick, baby.
Then it's the zipper on her handbag.
Oh.
And take your hands away from your eyes.
I can't budge it. It's really stuck.
All right, Kirstine, give it here.
I think it needs a good, strong jerk.
Well, you've got one.
Well, thanks very much. Here, that did it. There's your handbag, Christine.
Oh, thanks. Mrs. Lyon, how do you think I look as Juliet?
Oh, simply beautiful, dear. Doesn't she, Ben?
Yes, indeed, but I think that neckline should be raised a little.
Hmm. Do you think it's a bit too décolleté?
No, I just think it's a little too low. Yes, I know. Now run along and get that neckline fixed.
I will. Wait until you see Daisy's costume. She's Florence Nightingale.
Well, blow out her lamp.
I guess I better start looking for a costume. Mr. Ballam, have you any suggestions?
Well, you've seen practically everything. How about Anne Boleyn?
Hmm. No, thank you. It'd be a waste of time. If I really wanted to look like Anne Boleyn, I'd have to have a blank space where my head is.
Honey, you will be perfect.
Now, instead of making fun of me, why don't you look for your costume?
Well, that's what I've been doing, but I can't find anything I like.
Well, I do wish you'd both make up your mind.
Now, don't rush me. The trouble is everything I've looked at is far too fussy. I think I should be in something flowing.
So do I. Preferably the Thames. I said I preferred long hems.
Oh.
What's that costume hanging over the chair?
Oh, let's see. Oh, that's the Empress Josephine.
Oh, it's divine. If it fits me, I'll take it.
Thank heavens for that. How about you, Mr. Lahn?
I'll have Dick Turpin.
Splendid. I'll wrap him up.
Oh, and how about a mask for me?
Yes, I think that would be an improvement.
Silly guy.
Oh, make that 4 masks, will you, Mr. Ballam? We all have to wear them.
Isn't that music great?
Yes, real neat.
This is the best fancy dress party I've ever been to.
Well, it seems the men are unanimous. How about you girls?
Oh, having a wonderful time.
Good evening, everyone. Can you guess who I am?
Oh, hello, Aggie.
How did you know it was me?
Well, for one thing, I can see your haggis. You're not wearing a mask.
Oh, I forgot to get it from Sandy. I'll see you all later.
Leave it to Aggie to dress like Mary Queen of Scots. Hey, where's Daisy?
She'll be back in a minute.
Where is she?
There she is, dear, just going through that door.
I told her not to wander off alone. Now, I'm going to get her and bring her back.
Ben, you shouldn't follow her.
And why shouldn't I?
Can't you read the sign on that door?
Yes, of course.
Mr. Lyon, relax. Daisy's all right.
Sure she is. Why don't you have a dance and enjoy yourself?
That's a good idea. Ben, will you dance with me?
Okay, kiddo. Let's go, man.
Have fun, kid.
You can depend on that.
Christine, isn't it sweet the way Mr. Lyon worries about you and Daisy?
Yes, but I wish he wouldn't. After all, we're not children anymore.
Don't worry. I've arranged to teach Pop a little lesson.
Well, let us in on it.
It sounds as if I got back just in time. What are you cooking up?
Well, sit down and I'll tell you. In case you haven't noticed, Christine isn't the only one wearing a Juliet costume tonight.
Hey, you're right. There's another Juliet.
Oh, that makes 2.
I've seen 4.
Correct. But at the moment, we're only interested in the one sitting with Hamlet. That's her husband.
Go on, Richard.
Well, her husband's name is Frank Taylor, and we've cooked up something terrific. Right, Angela?
Right. Thank goodness everyone's wearing masks. You mean you're planning a little case of mistaken identity?
That's it. And, Mike?
Yes?
You and Christine get lost.
Like under the table.
Yes. Under this one.
I'll get lost in the crowd.
Richard, I hope you know what you're doing.
Relax, chum. This scheme is foolproof.
Yes, it'll prove you're a fool.
Hi, kids.
Hello, Mr. Lyon. Did you enjoy the cha-cha?
Cha-cha? I thought it was a waltz.
Well, that explains it.
Oh, baby, that... Hey, where's Christine? And where's Michael?
Michael went out to the car park. He forgot to lock his car.
You mean he took Christine with him?
Pop, what's wrong with your eyesight? Can't you see Juliet sitting at that table with Frank Taylor?
Who's Frank Taylor?
Daddy, don't tell me you haven't heard about his reputation.
You mean he's a wolf?
Well, let's put it this way. If I were Little Red Riding Hood, I wouldn't trust him with my grandmother.
That's great.
Well, she certainly seems to be enjoying his company. I hope she doesn't stay there all evening.
Oh, I'm sure she wouldn't do a thing like that. Besides, she's left her handbag here.
Oh, the zipper's stuck again, and she couldn't get it open, so she asked me to keep it for her.
Well, she can come back here and keep it herself. Now, excuse me, Mr. Taylor.
Yes?
This young lady shouldn't be sitting here.
What do you mean?
I mean she's coming to my table. Now, come on, honey. Now, stop being a silly girl. If you promise to come back with me, I'll undo your zipper.
What? And now, listen, mate. You're asking for a punch up the bracket. How dare you make advances to a lady when you don't even know her, eh?
What do you mean I don't know her? She's been staying at my house for 2 days.
Ethel! You told me you went to visit your mother in Brighton.
I did, Beth. I told you the truth.
Wait a minute. You're not Christine.
No, my name's Ethel. Oppet.
I'm sorry. How did I know your name was Ethel Oppet?
Oh, Mr. Lyon. Christine's dancing with that sailor.
Where? Where?
Where's your father?
He's just approaching his fourth Juliet.
Well, I think it's been very funny, but you've carried it far enough.
Yes, you better break it up before he really gets mad.
Okay, I'll tell him to come back.
Oh, Pop! Hey, Pop!
I'm terribly sorry, madam, but you were wearing a Juliet costume.
You could at least think up a better excuse than that, and don't try to follow me.
Pop, Christine's at the table.
Look, you're not catching me again.
Pop, where are you going?
To look for them in the car park.
But you're wasting your time. Wait here and I'll get them for you.
Richard, you're not going to make a fool of me this time. I'll do it myself.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, Pop, for Pete's sake, come back. This car park's so dark, you'll get lost.
Well, it's very fortunate Mike's car has white side wall tires. Oh, here it is.
Oh, you're wasting your time. Christine and Mike are at the table.
Then go back and join them.
Okay, I give up.
Now then. Get out of that car, you two. All right, then. I'm coming in.
Now, then, what's going on here?
Oh, hello, Constable. I'm just looking for someone.
Well, couldn't you see better without the mask?
Oh, yes. That's crazy of me, isn't it? You see, this is a costume. I'm Dick Turpin.
I see, and you thought this car was a stagecoach.
No, of course not. I was looking for Christine. That's my future daughter-in-law's cousin. She lives in Cornwall, and I thought she might be in this car.
Just a minute. Come a bit closer. I want to smell your breath.
But don't be ridiculous. The whole thing's very simple. I thought there was only one Juliet, then I saw three.
Come along. You're going to the station for a white line test.
I've only had a lemon juice. If you don't believe me, you can ask the man who owns this car.
You can ask him yourself. This car belongs to the station sergeant. Oh. Now, come along, Dick Turpin.
Darling, Richard said... Oh, hello, young man.
Limey, the Empress Josephine.
That's right, who are you?
I'm a police constable.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, you haven't chosen a very original costume. There are dozens of them inside.
Oh, then I suggest you go back and join them, Josephine. Come along, you. We're going for a little walk.
All right, Constable, but you'll find out.
Well, this is a fine time to go for a walk. When are you coming home?
Not tonight, Josephine.
Mrs. Lyon, would you all like some hot chocolate?
Yes, please, Aggie.
If we only knew where Daddy was. It's 1:00.
I told you, dear. He went for a walk with a man dressed like a policeman. But he was pretty mad, so maybe he's someplace cooling off.
Yes, like a cell, maybe.
Stephen, quiet, Stephen. You'll wake up our entire family.
Never mind the family. What about us?
I thought you all were in bed.
Where have you been?
At the police station. That fat-headed constable had the nerve to accuse me of being intoxicated.
Well, of all the silly nonsense.
Yes, but the police doctor soon made up his mind about me.
I should hope so. After all, a man who's drunk has blurry eyes, a red nose, and you've... When does your case come up?
Very funny. Say, where's Christine and Daisy?
In the den, talking to their parents on the phone.
Ma tried to get them to stay, but they're going home tomorrow.
fine. It's a good thing for your father, Leon.
Yes, I think Daddy would have had a nervous breakdown.
No, if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't worry about them the way I did. It's silly. After all, they've got to meet boys sometime.
Hello, Mr. Lyon. We've got a wonderful surprise.
Good. Let's hear it.
Mother said we could stay another week.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, here's your chocolate.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Jack and Harry Johnson will be in town tomorrow. Maybe we can get some punts and go up the river.
Oh, that sounds dreamy.
Oh, divine.
Now, wait a minute.
They're very nice boys, Daddy.
Yes, and they really know how to show girls a good time.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
Well, I don't like the idea of their taking the girls up the river.
Daddy, look. They can't run out of petrol or get a flat tire.
No, but there are a lot of other things that can happen. Remember, a girl can't walk home from a boat ride.
No, not unless she's got webbed feet.
Phoebe, I'm trying to be serious. Now listen, girls. As I've told you many
times... Here we go again.
Ben Lyon with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Angela Ferguson, Patricia Field, Penny Morell, Fred Yule, Michael Anthony, Ronald Wilson, and Nigel Anthony. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Locke and B.D. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.